hear me, but to hear the word. I can't change you, but the word can. Amen. The word has that much power that it can change our lives. Amen. Just one word. Just give me one word from the word of God. It has enough power to change a situation, change your heart, change someone else's heart that you've been praying for. It's got the power to do so. My words fail, but his never fail. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's good to be in the house of God. We just appreciate each and every one of you all coming out. And I'll try not to prolong the time this evening. I just ask that I was going to give the report this evening for the Portugal trip, but I decided just to wait until Brother Wade is back, so we might do that next time. But most of y'all already seen pictures and videos, so. But thank God, we had a wonderful trip, and we just appreciate just getting to meet other believers of like precious faith, and it was wonderful. It was really refreshing. Amen. So we appreciate that. It definitely wasn't Honduras, I could tell you that, or Nicaragua, but it's nice to get a break once in a while on one of your preaching trips. So it was really nice. So we appreciate all your prayers. Also, remember us this Sunday. We're going to be in Salisbury, North Carolina, and Durham, North Carolina. I'll be ministering there for two Spanish churches down in that area. Brother Mauricio Pilazo, he's the pastor there. He administers both of those churches. And so I'll be preaching this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the church in Salisbury, as well as Sunday morning. And then in Durham, North Carolina, which is like 35, 45 minutes up the road. At 3 p.m. on Sunday. So you remember me. I got three services ahead of me. So, and then we got to drive back. So just remember us in your prayers. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we just thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to be here once again. And Lord, we appreciate you, Heavenly Father, that, Lord, we can just take a look at your word, Father God, and the simplicity of it, Lord, and receive such great strength, Father, from it. Receive, Father God, faith, Lord, to be able to overcome anything, any obstacle that could come our way, Lord God. Just by reading one paragraph or even just one word from your word, Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd help us, Lord God, to be able to grasp something this evening, Lord God, that you'd help us, Lord, to in our journey, Lord God, because we certainly need it, Lord God. Every encouragement that we can get, every word that we can receive, Lord God, in the day and hour that we're living in, Lord God, where there's so much negativity, so much negative around us, Lord God, so much going on, Lord Jesus. Father God, there is a solace, Lord, that we can rest in, Father God. There is a rock, Father God, in a weary land where we can sit under, Lord God. There is feathers that we can be sheltered under, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, that's the feathers of your word, Lord God. And Lord, we just appreciate, Heavenly Father, thanking you for your word. Thank you for this message. And Lord, we just ask that you'd have your way here tonight. Help me to get aside and use my lips to say something that would be a benefit to your people, Lord God. And just continue to bless and meet every need amongst us. And continue to bless Brother Wade and Sister June as they're traveling. Just bring them back safely, Lord. We commit it all into your hands and ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. Hebrews 11:30, it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days." Notice the key thing there is by faith. The walls of Jericho, there was no problem for God to knock them down. It was the faith that the children of Israel that God was trying to work on. Lifting up that faith. He could take care of the walls of Jericho. So it's the same with your life. He could take care of any situation in your life. It's just he's working on that faith. Amen. You and our faith, you know, we sometimes we have We have weak faith, but God is trying to work on that faith. So by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. And by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. And then also, while you're standing in James chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. James 2, 25. The Bible says, likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of your word. You may be seated this evening. Amen. I want to speak this evening. I want to talk about faith that seizes the moment. Faith that seizes the moment. Amen. You know, and if you want to listen to a good sermon Brother Branham preached, amen, Works Expressed by Faith, I believe is the title of it. Works Express Faith in 1965. And so he mentions a lot about this, but I want to talk about this evening about faith seizing the moment. And you know, here in James chapter 2, verse 26, it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead. Amen. So, you know, you take a body, you know, that has not the spirit. Amen. You could pretty much just say that it's dead. You know, it's not functioning, because the spirit is where the realm of the emotions are, and the realm of the love and hate and those different types of emotions. And so if all that is not there, amen, you might as well just consider the body dead, you know? So James types it in with, so faith without works is dead also, amen? Praise God. We can all say that we have faith, amen. We're fighting for the faith, you see? We're marching for faith, or we're pressing, amen. We're fighting this battle of faith, amen. Or we have faith, and I believe that we all do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, amen. You have faith in it, somewhat, at least, in the Word of God, amen. That it can do something for you. Otherwise, you would not use your time. You could be better go off and play putt putt right now, or go do something. Go wash your car, you know, or enjoy this nice weather, amen. But you have faith in the Word, amen. That it can say something and to change your life, change your situation, change, amen, your motives, maybe something that you're praying about, amen. Whatever it may be, you have faith that the Word of God, amen, that you come here to listen, amen, can do something for you. Praise God. Amen. So faith without works is dead also. And the fact that you came to church shows that your faith is in action. Amen. Praise God. And that's what James is saying, that your faith, if you say that you have faith, then you must show action behind that faith. Amen. Right. There is no such thing as silent faith. Praise God. Or sometimes we might think that faith, oh, it's just something silent. I have faith, you know, I have faith. But really, true faith, it stands out. There's actions behind true faith. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see faith, amen, when there is true faith. Why? Brother Branham said faith has hair in its chest. Yeah, right. Praise God. It's kind of disgusting, I guess, but you know, when you see a hair on your chest, you know, some women are, I don't know about that, but you see it there, and it's manifested, right? And it means it's burly, you see? Right. Something that's burly, something that's strong. Something that has faith, amen. And I've been around brothers and sisters, and you know, you can't help to be around them, because they just boost your faith right up, amen. They have so much confidence in their walk with God. They have so much confidence in the Word of God. Their experience has brought them to that point that you can't help but walk in the same anointing that they're in, amen. Praise God. So. Faith without works is dead. You must show, amen, that you have, if you have faith, amen, if you believe that this word is true, then let us see the results of that faith. Amen. Right? Praise God. Now, There's another part in Romans where it talks about, you know, that faith, amen. You need faith, amen, in order for salvation, amen. And that works don't help that faith. But you see, you need them both, amen. Praise God. You need faith and you need the works. Praise God. Faith, when God, amen, is looking that the where Paul was talking about that faith in Romans is when God's looking at your faith. Amen. James here is talking about when man sees what you're doing. Praise God. You see that the works that you manifest is what you and I see. Praise the Lord. You say you have faith in the word of God. Amen. Let's see you manifest it then. And that's the scary part. That's the part where it's easy to read it and I'll just take it in. I have faith, Lord. Amen. But when it really comes down to the hot water, do you really have faith? Amen. That's what God is trying to do. And I believe even the things that we're seeing nowadays, amen, is coming down to that point where everything that you say you have, it's going to be squeezed out of you some way or another. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be squeezed out of you. And you've got to have faith in what God has given you, what you have believed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are the times I believe that people are gonna leave this faith, and you're gonna see people manifesting really who they are. The Judas is, and we're seeing it now. They cannot take on the everything that's going on. They think it's just too harsh. The preachers are just too much and everything like that. So what do? They just leave. That really shows that they didn't really have faith in this word like they said they did. Oh, they shouted about it. Oh, you saw them yelling, shouting and running the aisles. And they were up front, amen, and jumping up and down and everything back in the 80s and 90s. But where are they are now? Where are they at now? You see? So faith, amen, true faith, amen, stands in the midst of no matter what the situation is. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm just wondering if any one of you has ever had to make a decision, amen, where like right on the spot. I mean, I know that I have. Many times, you know, you have to make a decision and you don't have time to even think about, you know, what's the outcome of that choice is going to be. Right. But you just commit it to the Lord and you say, Lord, this is what I'm doing, and I'm just moving on. Amen. And sometimes God puts us in those places, amen, where you have to make a split-second decision. Amen. But God blesses that decision. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we're looking at here at faith that seizes the moment. And I was just looking at this word seize. And, you know, this is where we get the word seizure, and which means a sudden attack or spasm. Amen. Right. It's a sudden. And it happens all of a sudden, but there's a couple of more definitions, and it says physically taking control of something, often by force. Amen. Physically taking control of something, often by force. And I like this one: grasping an opportunity or a moment. Amen. Grasping an opportunity or a moment, and when you grasp something, you're not loosely grabbing onto it. You're fully taking a hold of it. Amen. Where you won't let it go. Amen. I'm reminded of Jacob. Amen. In the Old Testament. Amen. Where he would not let go. Amen. Of when God appeared to him as a man and he wrestled. He was in despair. Jacob was. And he was in despair because he was getting ready to meet his brother Esau. And it had been years that he had not seen him. And he had already his wives and the Lord had blessed him. But now, being that he was blessed, he had money, he had family, he had lots of possessions and things, and yet he was scared to go see his brother because he knew that he had done his brother wrong. But we knew that it was part of the plan of God. And so Jacob, amen, in despair, he goes up into that top of the mountain or that hill, and as he's praying, amen, the man appears in front of him. And he realizes something grabs a hold of Jacob. Amen. Something in his heart told him that's God. Amen. That's got to be God. That can't be anyone else. It's got to be God. And he took a hold of him and started wrestling with him. Right.
Amen. Amen? And wrestling with him, he did. And they wrestled all night, the Bible said. But he would not let go. The man said, let me go. And he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Amen. I don't think he was asking a regular man for that blessing. He had to know that that was God. Amen. And it was God. Praise God. How did he know? It was something that had come down to his heart. It sparked faith enough to be able to grab him and not let him go and stay and fight all night long. Amen. And I'm wondering if you and I are willing to do that. Amen. In our Christian walk this evening. Amen. Are you willing? How much are you willing to fight for what belongs to you? What are you willing to do? Amen. To obtain that promise that God has given you. Amen. Just like Jacob. Amen. I will not let you go, Lord, until you give me a sure word and something. Amen. That I could go face my brother with. Well, he gave him even more than that. Amen. Right. Praise God. He gave him an assurance. Amen. Even in so much that it changed his walk from that day forward. Amen. Praise God. Physically. And so how much are you willing to do? Amen. Just like Jacob. Amen. He took hold of God's word and of God's promise. Praise the Lord. You know, I like what Sister Hattie Wright did. Amen. We all know the story of Sister Hattie Wright. And Brother Branham's, let me read you this last definition here of the word seize. Taking legal possession of property through authority. Amen. Right. Amen. You know, Satan doesn't belong in your property. Right. It doesn't belong, amen, in your house. Doesn't belong, amen, to your children. Amen. You have the right by God's word to take a hold of that property because it belongs to you. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So Brother Bram says here in the message, but I have heard, but now I see, speaking about Hattie Wright. And he said, and I said, you've got a father and mother sitting here that's old. You haven't got any money. Ask for the money and see if it comes in your lap. Ask for your sister and see if she don't get up and walk. And then Brother Bram says, I knew then, I like that, I knew then, like Job, there's just something you know when you strike it. Amen. There's just something that you know. Amen. That seemed like that's what happened to Jacob. There's something that he knew that when you strike it, amen. Praise God. When you know when you strike it, said, I know. In other words, you know that you know. Amen. Right. Praise God. And that was the reason why Brother Bram could say, Hattie, ask whatever you want. Amen. And God will give it to you right here and then. Amen. What kind of person, amen, would dare ask that to a human being? Amen. But Brother Branham felt, amen, that anointing, something struck him. Amen. Right. And it was real. And he knew. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's the thing that we need to know. Amen. Not just think that we know. We know, amen, before we act on our faith. Right. Praise God. Because Brother Branham said that faith is a revelation. Amen. I always like to think of a revelation as kind of like as something that some curtains opening and you see everything in plain view. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Everything in plain view. It's no secret. And so when you see something in plain view, amen, there is nothing hidden from you. So you could say, I know, and you can act upon that right there and then. Amen. Right. Praise God. That's why Brother Branham always said, faith is a revelation. Amen. Because when it's revealed to you and it's true faith, you then go and have the assurance to go act upon that faith. Amen? Amen. Praise God. But when it's not true faith, amen, then you're teetering on it. Amen. Right. And you're not sure. And sometimes, you know, in the mission field and in other, you know, other places, you can really see sometimes the people that come up for prayer and you're praying for them, prayer lines. You can see in the people's faces, even the faith that they have or the lack of thereof. Because some of them, as they come and tell you about their problem and things like, well, I hope that God can do this for me. I think that he can, but I want you to pray for me, you know. But then there's some that said, I know that God can do it for me, but pray with me, brother. Pray for me. And hey, man, it lifts your faith up. Praise God. You see? And it makes you act differently. It makes you act crazy when you have true faith. Amen. It makes you act ridiculous, and it makes you talk different, and it makes you talk different, amen, and ridiculous, but amen, that is how true faith works. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's ridiculous, amen, but it works. Hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Branham said, I knew then like Job. There is just something you know when you strike it, said, I know. Here I stand before about 10 people. And so there was other people there when he asked Sister Hattie write that. I said, if this doesn't happen, then I'm a false prophet. But he's putting his own reputation on the line. Right. Amen. Right. You better know, amen, what you're talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, what shall I ask? Sister Hattie Wright asked. And then he said to her, it's up to you to make your decision. I cannot make your decision. Right. I want to tell you that. What shall I ask? I don't know what to do. Amen. Well, you know the word of God. Amen. If you know, go forth with it. Amen. And take a hold of the promise. And it's up to you if you do it or not. Amen. Amen. Keep confessing. Keep believing. Amen. Confession. Amen. When you're confessing the promise, and when that is you, amen, applying that promise, and that faith is building up, amen, as you keep confessing. How are you feeling when somebody comes to you? I feel wonderful. Amen. And you might be feeling the most rotten that you've ever felt. I feel wonderful, amen. Because why? I know God paid the price for my healing, amen. Amen. And I know that the healing is there. I'm just waiting for it to manifest, amen. I know that my children are not there, amen. But I know they are there at the same time because God gave them to me already, amen. I know it, praise the Lord. Amen. That's confession, amen. Praise God. And the whole world will see, amen. Everybody will see if you truly have faith or not. And when you have that true faith, amen, it lifts and helps others as well. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God help us, amen, to be more positive in the way we speak and the way we carry out ourselves about the promises of God. Amen. I said, it's up to you to make your decision. I cannot make your decision. She looked around the little woman and all at once, notice, and all at once she said, Brother Branham, the greatest desire in my heart is the salvation of my two boys. Amen. So everything, amen, she could probably, Brother Branham had put her right on the spot, right? Right on the spot, amen. Ask what you will, Sister Hattie. I feel it. It struck me. Amen. And if God doesn't give you what you ask for, you call me a false prophet. Amen. And she was put right on the spot. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being put on the spot by a prophet of God to say, to ask whatever you want? It's in your lap. You can ask for money. You can ask for the healing of your sister. You can ask for your parents' healing. Whatever you want, amen. And what she asked for, amen, was something that was already in her heart. And it was the salvation of her two children, amen. Nothing about herself. Nothing about money, amen. It was about the benefit of someone else that she loved. Amen. Praise God. That must have already been in her heart, the reason why she asked that. She said, Brother Branham, the greatest desire in my heart is the salvation of my two boys. I said, I give you your boys in the name of Jesus Christ. And them snickering, laughing, fun-making boys fell across their mother's lap and surrendered their life to God and was filled with the Holy Ghost right there. And Brother Branham said that they were snickering, laughing, making fun, and they fell across their mother's lap. Amen. Repenting. So it doesn't matter what your kids are doing today. Amen. These kids were making fun of what was going on right there, and God struck them right there at that moment. God can take care of your daughter. God can take care of your son, no matter what they're doing right now. Amen. He can make that pillow so hard that they have no other choice but to come to God. Yeah. Amen. And I pray that for all of our lost loved ones. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, make that pillow so hard at night that they have no other choice, Lord, but to just come to God. Amen. They know your word. Amen. And that word, something sparks in them and they realize, I need God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need my own conviction. I need my own experience with God. And if God could do it for those two children, those two boys, Sister Hattie's two boys, amen, what can he do for you and I? What can he do for our children? Amen. Who still have hope, who still come to church, you know, and they listen to the word, amen. They may not be snickering, laughing, and making fun of Christianity, amen. But how much more, if he can do it for these kind of kids, how much more for your kids?
Amen.
Amen. Keep bringing them to church. Keep letting them hear the word. Don't stop telling them about God, amen. Keep being a light to them, parents, amen. And I believe that God, that whatever you do will not return back void. Whatever you do that's out based from the word of God and that has to do with God, amen, they'll see it and it will not return back void. Praise the Lord. Amen. So just keep that faith, amen, for your lost loved ones. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we're talking about faith that seizes the moment. Faith that takes advantage of the moment. Faith that sees the moment, amen. And faith that says, if I don't strike now, amen, I don't know when I'm going to. Amen. That's what we're talking about. Amen. To take a hold of the moment. Amen. And you know, one person that I believe that did this so perfectly was Rahab. Amen. In the Bible. Right. Praise God. We could be here all night, you know, just reading the whole scriptures here. Amen. But maybe we'll just read a little bit and kind of skip down there. You can read that in Joshua chapter 2. In Joshua chapter 2. And it says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there." You know, you may ask, you know, why is it that they ended up in a harlot's house, you know, a prostitute's house? Amen. Well, it must have been that God led them there. There was no other. God led them there, amen. It was for no other reason, amen, but for what we see in the next several verses, amen. Praise God. And it was God that led them there, amen. And it says in verse 2, "And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.'" Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, I kind of see these two spies, if you just want to kind of type things out, I kind of see them kind of like the fivefold ministry. Amen.
Right.
They went out, amen, and they preached. Amen. And it was this harlot, amen, that received, amen, what they had to say.
Right.
Praise God. But we'll just keep reading. I won't get ahead of myself. And it says in verse 3, "And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they become to search out all the country.'" So it must have been that the king or his servants, they knew Rahab personally, because they went straight to their house, amen, to ask if she knew anything about these men. And it's very interesting, because her house, according to history and according to the commentaries, Rahab's house was, the Bible says that it was built on top of the wall. But if you really, in some other translations, it says that it was built into the wall. So it seems more, you know, and I looked online and I saw some pictures of what they possibly think it could still be, Rahab's house standing. I don't know if it is or not, but it seems to make more sense that the house was built right into the wall or next to the wall, not necessarily on top, because the Bible says that she hid the spies on top of the roof, on top of the floor. So it makes more sense if it was kind of on the side, or at least touching against the wall,
right,
or part of the wall. And you just think about that. Well, I won't get ahead of myself again here. Think about that. The walls fell.
Amen.
And not her house. My goodness.
"And
the woman took the two men and hid them and said, 'Thus there came men unto me.'" So she told them half truth, "but I wist not whence they were." In other words, she was lying. She, you wouldn't think that God would use this type of woman to have this kind of faith, amen, to do what she's about to do, because she was a harlot. She was just one of the least persons that you'd think, amen, that she would do what she was about to do. But it's who God used, amen, to do what she did. "And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark," verse 5, "that the man went out whither the man went." This is her still telling the king and them. And whether the man went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the man pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Amen. Rahab deliberately went out of her way to save these two men. What caused her to do so? What struck her? What was revealed to her? Amen. That these two men, they can help me. And they can help my family. Praise God. Right. And you know, God didn't even count. You don't even see. She just lied.
Right.
She just lied to the king. She's a harlot. She's doing all kinds of stuff. But yet, you don't find none of that. Everything that we just read in the New Testament about Rahab didn't speak about none of those things. Right. Because it's all under the blood.
Amen.
Amen. In verse 8, and before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now pay attention to this part in verse 9. And she said unto the man, I know, that's key, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. She's not an Israelite, she's a Canaanite, she's a Gentile.
Right.
But she says, I know. Something just struck her, amen. Just like Brother Branham, something struck him. He said, I know. Something struck Hattie Wright. I know. Amen. That desire is in me. Amen. Praise God. And said, I know the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Yeah. See, they've heard. They heard. And she tells them that they had heard. The next verse. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. She was telling them the word of the Lord back to them.
Right.
The things that she had heard, the word of God, the God working in the children of Israel that day, amen, she was telling them back to them. And something, amen, caused her to believe that. She wasn't there. She wasn't part of the army of the children of Israel. She wasn't with Moses. She wasn't with Joshua. Amen. But she only hearing made her realize this is the truth.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. This is true. And when she knew that those two spies were part of the children of Israel, she did everything she could, amen, to get them, make sure that they were safe.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see how faith, amen, spontaneous faith, amen, puts you into action. Amen. When you truly have faith in what God, amen. This woman had not even seen the things that God had done. Yet she believed. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they have not seen the things that have happened, but yet you believed. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. You believe that the word of God, amen, this word of God can do something for you. That God, amen, can change the situation in your life no matter what it is. Amen. And you have not even maybe experienced anything in your life, or even seen the things that have happened in the Word. All you've done is just read them or hear them from behind the pulpit. Yet you believe.
Amen.
You're blessed.
Right.
Amen. You and I are blessed, saints. Praise God. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea to you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon, and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. You know, it reminds me of the woman at the well. When Jesus came to her, and she, what did she tell him? We know. We know that when Messiah comes, he'll tell us these things.
Amen.
She had heard, amen, the word, amen. As maybe she was coming up as a little girl, she'd heard the word, and she knew that it was real. She knew that it was truth, amen. And she had that hope in her heart, amen, that it was real. And it was God working in Rahab. Maybe from a little girl, she didn't want to be a harlot.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if any harlot that would want to be a harlot. She was more concerned about her family. She was doing it, amen, so that to provide for her family, her parents, her brothers, amen. She didn't want to do that. What was really in her heart was God. Was something that
that cried out about God, amen, and this was the opportunity that she had, amen, to maybe experience God in her life and to also save her family. Verse 11, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, this is her confession after the things she heard. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Amen, that's her confession. Never probably, didn't even know his name. Never walked with Moses, never even ate the manna or nothing. All she did was heard. And it struck her, amen, to do something for those two spies, those two men of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder what we do, amen, as the word of God is going forth from behind the pulpit. What do we do? Amen. What, do we take claims, amen, of the word of God, amen, like this woman, amen, when the two spies went to her, amen. She had already heard, amen. She knew these were men of God. Praise the Lord. And she took advantage, amen, to make sure, amen, that she treated them well. She did everything she could, amen, because she wanted a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Wonder if we respect the man of God that way.
Right.
Or we just kind of just brush him off. That's just Brother Aaron. That's just Brother Wade. You know, it's, just, it's another sermon. Amen. They were preaching. Amen. Or do we truly have respect for the word that's going forth? Because it's not the man. Amen. If you're here to listen to me, amen, I'm sorry. Amen. I hope you're getting something out of this tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so that word, amen, that word that she heard, amen, it was real to her. Amen. Because, you know, that woman at the well, amen, when she heard that word, amen, when that word came to the word, amen, as Brother Branham says, praise God. Amen. She'd heard the word was there, that, Brother Branham said, that representation of predestination was right there with her.
Amen.
And when she heard the word and then the word came and, man, confirmed the thing, what did she do? She just sat right there. Like some of you all right now. No.
Right.
No, she dropped what she was doing. She dropped her bucket. She went to town. And she didn't care, amen, who was going to make fun of her. She didn't care, amen, if anybody didn't believe her, amen. She said, come and see a man who's told me everything that I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's what she did. She went in there, amen, with full assurance and faith, amen, that this man, amen, can help me. And if he's helped me, he can help you.
Right.
And that's what Rahab did too, amen. Praise God. She didn't go back, amen, to her harlot ways. She didn't go back to her, amen. She went and got into action. Her faith, amen, put her into action, amen, to do something for those men of God.
Right.
And she got results. Praise the Lord. Now, therefore, I pray you, verse 12. Therefore, I pray you, this is Rahab still talking, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. A true token. I mean, Rahab meant business with God.
And
I wonder if we mean business with the Lord, amen, that way. Or is this just a game, amen, for you just to come Sunday and Wednesday and it's just go through the motions, go through the routine, amen, come up and play the instrument and then, you know, leave at the end of the service. And then, amen, what do you do after you leave the service?
Right.
Amen. What do you do at home? Do you have your own personal time with God? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Or is it your religion is just here at church?
Come on. Right.
Amen. There's something wrong then. Truly, really something wrong if you don't desire, amen, a relationship with God, amen, outside of these four walls.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Exactly.
Because it should be a personal relationship with God. You know, brother, in Isaiah 1:18, it says, the Lord speaking. He says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Man, in other words, you truly mean business. I'll mean business too. Amen. I'll mean business if you mean business.
Amen.
Man, let's come at the table. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Amen. A true businessman, amen, he's not there playing games, amen, with the person. He wants them to sign for the loan or get the program or buy the car, amen. He's not there snickering and laughing and cutting up, amen, when he really wants to make that business deal, you see? Amen. But then that's how God is with you and I. Amen. You really want God. I got God to give you, but you really need to want it. Amen. Let's sit down on the table. Let's do your part. I'll do mine. Amen. Repent. Be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Branham says it like this, and works is faith expressed. That's the message that I was trying to think of earlier. He says, I want to tell you something now. Work on that pulsation, that spur of a moment. Amen?
Amen.
Like Joshua did, like Mary Magdalene, all those. Just that moment when something is revealed to you. Amen? That, remember, faith is a revelation. When something is revealed to you, grab it.
Yeah,
amen?
Right.
Seize it.
Amen.
It's yours. Amen. What if Rahab just waited? Oh, those are the two spies of Israel. And, well, I'll just go back and, you know, do my night shift tonight. And you know, she would have probably missed the opportunity.
Right.
Amen. But she dropped what she was doing. The woman at the well dropped what she was doing. Amen. And grabbed and seized it. Amen. Seized what the opportunity. Praise God. Like Joshua did, like Mary Magdalene, all those, just that moment when something is revealed to you, grab it, hold it, that spur of a moment. Amen. That's key. That spur of the moment. Amen. When you feel like all things are possible. How many have ever felt that way? Praise God. Let's wake up. Come on.
Amen.
Let's say amen or something. How many have ever felt, amen, that way, maybe even while you're praying? Amen. Or you know, you get that faith, amen. Like,
amen.
My goodness, you can go and definitely move a mountain.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I've felt that way before. You know, and it's in those moments, amen. You take a hold of that moment.
Yeah.
Amen. We know that all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. But there's those times, amen, when revelation just is so great. And it feels like you can just be on top of the world, amen, and you're unstoppable, amen.
Right.
Praise God, take a hold of that moment. Just like Peter, amen, when he saw Jesus, amen, walking on water, and he wasn't sure it was Jesus, but he asked him, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come.
Right.
Amen. If it's you, Lord, if it's you as you're praying, Lord, amen, amen, bid me to come.
Yeah.
Amen. Help my faith. Help my unbelief. Help me to believe your word, Lord. Because on my own, I struggle. But Lord, bid me to come. Open back the curtains. Amen. And let me see you clearly so that I can have faith. Amen. For my children. Faith for my family. Faith for what I need. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me see you clearly. Let me see your word clearly. Amen. And Jesus didn't say anything else to him, didn't preach the seven seals to them. He didn't go over Daniel 70 weeks. He didn't do anything. He just told them, he said, come.
Right. Yeah.
That's all he said. Right. One word, amen, can change the outcome of whatever you desire. Just one word.
Amen.
And that one word, amen, changed the outcome of that situation. And all Peter needed, amen. And out he went from the boat. Amen. And everybody else may be making fun of him. All the other disciples. What are you doing? Get out from there. Amen. But he took faith of what he said.
Right.
He took faith of God's word. He took faith of Jesus' word. Amen. One word. He didn't read a whole chapter. He didn't give him a whole thing. Amen. Just one word.
Right.
Amen. And with that one word, he walked on water.
Amen.
What can you and I do? Amen. With the whole word of God. Oh my, and yet we have a hard time reading it.
Right.
Nah. Praise God. With that one word, amen, Peter walked on water. Amen. Why? Because Peter, amen, took hold, amen, of that spur of the moment faith.
Yes.
Amen. Peter wasn't born again. You got to remember that.
Amen.
Peter did not have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Peter did not, all he was running on was exousia power. Amen?
Right.
Remember? In Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus gave them, amen, power to cast out devils, heal the sick and all, even to preach the gospel. That was all just exousia. But it wasn't dunamis power. Yet with just that power, he was able to walk with water. What can you and I do with dunamis power, amen, in our souls?
Amen.
With the power, amen, with the Holy Ghost in your soul, what can you and I do, amen, tonight?
Right.
Praise God. Your children, amen, will come to the Lord, amen, with that kind of faith, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Your family, amen, your body will be healed, amen, with that kind of faith. Praise God, amen. Where you, nothing, amen. I don't care what the doctors say, amen. I respect what they said. That's fine, amen. But something else strikes me, amen. Something else strikes me and says that that can't be so, amen. Because faith is declaring something else. Hallelujah. Revelation tells you otherwise. Praise God. Verse 13, amen. Let's move a little quicker. And that you will save alive my father. So see here, here's Rahab. She's asking them, you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If you tell other people our business, in other words, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall. Was upon the town wall. That's what I was there speaking about. In other versions of the Bible, it says within the wall. And she dwelt upon the wall. Amen. So there we see Rahab's faith in action again. Amen. They told her, you tell other people about what we're doing. Amen. You tell other people. Amen. Then, you know, our lives for yours. You see? But she said, I promise I won't do anything. And then she immediately went into action. Continued her action. Continued her faith. Praise God. And let them spies upon down the wall. And the man said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land. So he's telling them, they're telling her that when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whatsoever shall go out of the doors of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless of, and whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if you utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. Now watch verse 21. And she said, amen, according to your words, so be it. Amen.
Amen.
What does that sound like? Amen. To me, it sounds like a woman later on, amen, hundreds of years ago, which she was part of that lineage, amen, where Christ came from, amen, said the exact same thing. Thousands of years later, when the angel Gabriel came unto Mary and said, you're going to have a child. And she said, how can this be? I don't know a man. And he said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, amen. And that which is in you, amen, is of God, amen. And all she was saying, okay, be it unto me according to your word. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what Rahab was not going to be able to explain all the different, how the walls were going to fall or how they were going to seize the city. She just went ahead and did what these spies told her to do. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And watch what she does next. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. But if you notice in verse 18, they told her, the two spies told her, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind the line of scarlet thread in the window. In other words, when they come and take over. No, she didn't wait till then. She did it right there and then. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. In other words, she tied it up right there and then.
Amen.
Amen. She wasn't going to wait, amen, until next year, amen, to get right with God. She wasn't going to wait until December 31st, amen, to get down and take communion, amen. She wasn't going to wait, amen, until this happens first. And amen, that might be too late then.
Right.
Amen. She got down to business right there and then. Amen. Young people, amen. Don't wait until I will serve God next year. You don't know if you'll be here next year.
Right.
Amen. You don't know. Amen. We got 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, amen, 15-year-olds dying left and right. Praise God. We hear the news. You don't know, amen, for you to be waiting. Amen. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. Things have changed so much just in the last month. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't know. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Amen. The Bible says. Amen. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Amen. Today. Amen. Well, but I'm afraid that, amen, I'm going to have to give up. That nobody's telling you to give up anything. Amen. Just come to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Truly come to the Lord. Tie that thing onto the window. Amen. Amen. And then if you really mean business with God, amen, then God will take those things out of you. The Holy Spirit, amen, will take the music out of your life, the movies out of your life, the TikTok out of your life, the Instagram that you're so addicted to. He'll take that out of your life, amen. Just come to God. Don't think that I got to give it all up before I come to the Lord in 2025, amen. You don't know if you have for next month to come to the Lord. I don't either. Just come to the Lord now, amen. And if you truly have that desire and you truly experience God, that deep down settled faith in God's word, amen, that God, what God did in Rahab's life and what God did in that woman at the well's life, amen, if that really happens in your life, it'll take care of everything else.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Slowly but surely, amen, things will start falling off of your life that, wow. I don't really have a desire for that anymore.
Amen.
I couldn't give up rap music. I couldn't give up country music. I couldn't give up all this music, amen. I couldn't give all this up, amen. But now as I'm in the Word more, as I'm really paying attention to God's Word, as I'm feeding on the Word and the Word is washing me at the same time, now I'm able to give these things up, amen. No pastor told you to give it up. Your mom and dad never told you to give it up. Amen. The Word of God did it.
That's right.
That's when it's a true conversion then.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. This woman didn't wait. Amen. Rahab didn't wait until, when the children of Israel come and they take over the land, I'll go ahead and tie the scarlet thread to the window. No. She did it right there and then as soon as those spies left. Amen, because she knew what she wanted. She believed, amen, what she saw, amen, was true, amen, and that God, the God of Israel, was the true God of heaven and earth, as she declared, amen. Praise God. Amen. So, see, works is faith expressed. Amen. And so that's why it's so important, and I say this to all of you, but to our young people, that's why it's so important for confessing with the mouth. And believing.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 10:8 says this. It says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Which we preach. That if, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. So if this verse just meant for you to confess with your mind, it would have said your mind. It's not sufficient with your mind. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and your mouth is not here, your mouth is here. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, that's the part that is internal. Amen. I believe, I declare, amen. What did Rahab do? It was an outward confession of the faith that she received. It was an expression outwardly. Amen. Other people need to see, amen, what you believe.
Right.
Amen. They need to hear, amen. I believe that God, amen, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died for me, raised from the dead, amen, on the third day. And I believe that he can come back, amen. If I repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll promise me he'll give me the Holy Ghost. Amen. If that's your confession, amen, praise God, you'll receive that, amen, if you believe that in your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. But if it's just mental knowledge, because you know the verse, you see, when I was young, when I was in the Baptist church, they would always confess, they would always read this verse. And I knew it by heart.
And I knew it, but I never did it. There's one thing knowing the Bible and knowing quotes, knowing them in your head, and they're there. That doesn't save you. That just gives you some fake assurance.
Right.
Yeah. Don't misunderstand me, because some people walk in this message with fake assurance.
Right.
Just because they know some quotes or some Bible verses.
Right.
Amen. You've got to know God for yourself. Amen. Right. You've got to confess with your mouth. Amen. You've got to put that faith into action. And when something sparks in you, amen, that preacher up there preaching and snorting and slobbing all over the place so that I can repent, amen, and something grabs a hold of you, you better take hold of that. Amen. Do it right there and then, amen. Put that thread over the window right there and then. Don't wait till next year. Next year might be too late. You're not promised next year. Amen. Praise God. How many of those people that passed away, we pray for those people that just died in that hurricane in Tennessee and Western North Carolina. How many of those were young people?
Right.
I don't know. I'm sure there was. And they never thought that they would be washed down a river, floating, their bodies floating. And maybe some of them had the opportunity to get things right with God. And that was their opportunity. And maybe they failed. I don't know. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Not in 2025. Not in 2026. Amen. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation.
Amen.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. What does the Bible say? It says something so positive. And so, sure, it says, thou shalt be saved. It's as simple as that. You will be saved. There's nothing, there's no question about it. It's how sure Paul says this here. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, what? And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Young people, you better know that you have God, not just because you come to this church or because you had a family member who was the pastor here or whatever. Amen. You've got to know that you know God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You cannot go in under mom and dad's coattails, and you cannot go under the pastor's coattails or nothing. Amen. You've got to know God for yourself. Amen. Like Rahab did. You've seen so much. Rahab didn't see nothing, but she just heard. That's all she did. You've seen a lot more. Right. You have no excuse. Rahab has more excuse than you do.
Right.
Praise God.
That's right.
I'm sorry if I be a little hard, but amen. The Bible says compel them to come.
That's
right, it doesn't say, oh, come on. Come on. The Lord can save you. Come on, please. Pretty please. Come to church. No. God. I believe if we were doing that old-fashioned preaching like they were doing back then 30, 40, 50 years ago, you'd probably see more people, amen, respecting the house of God. Amen. But people don't respect the house of God anymore because they just come to, they think that they've come to hear some intellectual thing, some, you know, somebody just come pat them in the back and not talk about their house and how they should be living and stuff like that.
Right.
But when you get into people's lives, amen, that's when they... Right. I'm not talking about you, Brother Boyd. I'm just... I wasn't there. I'll go up with Brother Ron. You know, when you get into people's lives, you know, but the Bible says compel them to come.
Right.
Praise God. Now, I'm not talking about people's personal situations or anything like that. You know, don't get misunderstood. But when things get down to your level, amen, that's when it compels you. Otherwise, it doesn't compel you.
Right.
Amen. When it gets down to your level, then it compels you.
Right.
But when it doesn't, you just brush it off on someone else. Oh, that's Brother So-and-so. He's the one who watches TV all the time and stuff like that. And he's the one who's always on TikTok. No. But when it gets down to your level, then it's different then. But that's where we don't like it. Just preach me about the seven seals, but it not touch my life. Tell me all about those things, but not touch my life. We need to have our lives touched.
Amen.
We need to have our lives touched. Amen. Praise God. And just to finish up, amen, I'll just finish up with this. I have a little bit more, but when Rahab did this, saints, her faith acted upon this. Amen. Her faith caused her to act the way she did, to act strange. What a strange thing to put and tie a thread over a window. Nobody else was doing it in Jericho. But the fivefold ministry of that day said, amen, they were inspired to tell her that. Amen. If it was God that led them there, then it must have been God to tell her, amen, to put that there.
Right.
Amen. Inspired to tell her that, and she just didn't waste any time. She just did it.
Right.
Amen. Can we take the word of God, amen, of the preachers, amen, that preach by that way? Amen. Problem is we lack respect. And we don't respect what amen, the authority of the ministry. We don't respect it, and that's why you don't get a blessing out of it.
Amen.
Praise God. So that's what she did. And she because she did this, amen. The Bible says that her family, Joshua himself, the Holy Ghost. Remember, he's the type of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself, amen, in chapter 3, I believe it is. He made sure to oversee that she was saved. Amen.
That's right.
He said he stopped in the middle of the battle after the walls fell down. Amen. He stopped in the middle of the chaos. And he said to the two spies, you go make sure that Rahab is okay.
Right.
And in the middle of all the chaos and probably people running around and dirt flying all over the place and everything and maybe fire and all kinds of things, people dying, animals dying. In the middle of all that chaos, Joshua stops and says, make sure that Rahab is okay. Amen. Oh, God. In the middle of the chaos, amen, of what your problem is, or no matter what's going on in your life,
yes.
Amen. If you've got faith in this word, amen, God is going to make sure, amen, that he saves and answers your request, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You did your part. I'm going to do mine. Amen. Praise God. God makes sure that he did that for Rahab. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because she had faith in something that she just heard. Amen. Everybody else was closing. The Bible says that everybody else closed the doors of the walls. Amen. They would have been better to just let the Israelites come in. Come on in. You are the people of God. We just like Nineveh. Amen. And they accepted the message and they believed. They would have been better off just allowing the people of God to come in. And probably God would have spared them. But they didn't do what Rahab did. These are our enemies, but yet I'm going to let them in my house. I have no other choice. Amen. This is the only way I have to be saved and my family to be saved. Amen. Something ridiculous that she did, but it caused her to be saved. Amen. And sometimes you might have to do something ridiculous. Amen. Boo-hoo and cry. Amen. At the altar or pray to God all night long and stay in his word, amen. But that ridiculous will bring a life in your life, amen.
Amen,
will bring something real, praise the Lord.
That's right,
amen, praise God. Amen. So going back to Hebrews 11:30, it says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Can you imagine that? Her house being right there within the walls, and all the walls crumble, but her house stays.
Right.
That's got to be God.
Right.
Amen. That was God. God respected her faith.
Exactly.
Amen. Because her faith seized the moment.
Right.
Amen. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works? You see, it put her into action. And that's what justified her. When she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. And so, Brother Bam says this about, we'll be finishing up here in just a moment.
He had a time, amen. Remember remember the story when Brother Branham, the Lord told Brother Branham as he was praying, he went into the closet, and he was inspired so much by the story of Joseph. And Joseph, and he went into the closet, and he said, Lord, I just thank you for a man like Joseph. Joseph in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He said, I thank you for a man like Joseph, and I thank you for his life that even though he suffered and was accused wrongly and all this, he couldn't help to have visions and to have dreams and these things. But I thank you for a man like that stood firm. Amen. And as Brother Branham was praying, you can go back and read it in the message, Faith Works as Faith Expressed. He says, as Brother Branham was praying, and something told him, the Lord told him, he said, you're going to have a son named Joseph.
Right.
And so he went all across the country telling the people that he was going to have a son named Joseph. Amen. And for years, amen, he was saying he didn't know when it was coming or nothing. And so here are some of the things that Brother Branham went through in order to get to that point. Amen.
Right.
When the Lord showed Brother Branham that his son Joseph was coming, Brother Branham was made fun of because Sarah was born in between that time frame. Sarah, his middle daughter. And so they started making fun of Brother Branham and said, what you meant was Josephine. Was Josephine that was coming, not Joseph. And so he had to receive that ridicule.
Right.
Doctors said to Sister Mita that she couldn't have any more babies after Sarah was born.
Right.
He was called a false prophet because Sarah was born, but Joseph was not there yet he was still proclaiming and claiming that God, amen, God had showed him that he was going to have a son named Joseph.
Right.
Amen. He was called a false prophet. False rumors were spread around the nation about him and his wife. He talks about it in this message. You go back and read it.
Right.
And during her pregnancy with Joseph, Sister Mita wasn't guaranteed to live. She almost died.
Right.
And so Brother Branham says this in the message. And she said, talking about Meaty, and she said, Bill, do you think I'm going to die? And I said, I don't know, but the baby is going to be born anyhow. You see that faith? That's the faith that Rahab had.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go ahead and just tie that token, amen, down that window. I don't know, but the baby is going to be born anyhow. You're going to have Joseph. She said, is this him? Sister Mita asking him. I said, I don't know, honey. I can't say, but God said he's going to have Joseph. And we're going to have Joseph. You see that positive confession?
Right.
Amen. Whatever it is in your life, amen, just keep claiming it. Joseph wasn't there. Amen. Your healing may not be there. Amen. The salvation of your children may not be there. Just keep claiming it.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what anything says, he says. We're going to have Joseph, for the same God that's told me all these revelations told me that. He never failed on others, and he won't fail on that.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. And we know Joseph came on the scene.
Right.
Praise God. And it was because Brother Branham stood firm. Amen. Everybody ridiculing him. Everybody making fun of him. His wife almost dying. Doctors telling him, your wife can't have any more children. Let me tie her tubes. And he said, you better not. And he said, you better not. And all this coming against him. Amen. He said, Joseph, welcome. That's what he says in the message. Amen. So can you be like Job, saints? Amen. And Job, and with this, I'm going to have the musicians come up. Job says in Job 19, he says, for I know. Amen. What have we been talking about? Faith that seizes the moment. Faith that seizes the moment, amen, knows. What did Brother Branham said? I know that God is here. Speak whatever you want to, Sister Hattie, and God will give it to you. Amen. I know. What did Rahab say? I know. We know. That the God, amen, your God is the God in heaven and the God in earth.
Amen.
Amen. What did the woman at the well say? I know, we know that when Messiah come, he'll tell us these things. Amen. For I know my Redeemer liveth. Job, there in that, in his boils, let's stand to our feet, in his boils and in his condition. Amen. For I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. In the middle of all that, he confesses this. in the middle of his sickness, he confesses that I know, amen. God must have dropped something down in his heart to let him know that I know my Redeemer lives. Even though I'm in this condition, amen, I know that he lives, therefore I can live. Amen. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh, not after I die, or not in heaven, he said, in my flesh I shall see God.
Amen.
It must have been a revelation to Job. What is faith? Faith is a revelation. Amen. And though after my skin worms destroy the body, yet my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. Not that my wife will see it or that someone else will see it. No, I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold. Amen. And not another, though my reins be consumed with me. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, I wonder, saints, amen, if you can declare, amen, your faith like Job did. And no matter what condition you're in, amen, no matter what's happening in your life, amen, can you be bold like Job? Amen. At the point of death, at the point of dying, amen, to say, I know that what I've received, amen, is capable, amen, to take me on, amen. That the faith that he has given me, even if it's like the little grain of mustard seed, amen, it can move a mountain. Praise God. My faith may not be strong. My faith may be weak, but God can use that same faith. Amen. God can use your weak faith. Amen. Just have faith, the little faith that you do have, amen. And when something comes, amen, and you know that it's yours, amen, seize the moment and take hold of it right there and then. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's play that song, Sister Esther, that song. Be flat. Amen. Amen. That was the song I told you to sing. I've left my phone.
For your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will see the goodness of God. Love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of God.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus again.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness.
Amen. Let's sing that second verse, that second verse. I love your voice.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God
all my life.
All my life you have been faithful.
Oh, just worship him tonight.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness.
Amen. Sing that chorus one more time. Hallelujah.
And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. All hearts and minds clear. Amen. You forgive me if I said anything I shouldn't have. Sometimes we preachers, we beat ourselves up after the sermon. Amen. But I believe if God spoke to your heart, Amen. Then it was God. Amen. It wasn't you. It wasn't me. Amen. And man, let's get serious about God, saints. I don't know what's going on out in this world. We don't know all the details. Lots is going on. We just know that the Bible is being fulfilled. And that's what we want, right? We know that we want the Word of God to be fulfilled. That's what the bride wants. What needs to happen is what the things that we see around us need to happen for us to get ready, for us to get serious. Amen. Rahab, amen. She knew that there was about to be destruction in her city. There was about to be destruction in the land. Amen. She got ready. She didn't waste any time. Amen. Put that token out before God. Amen. Say, Lord, I have it here. I've done what you've asked me to, Lord. Amen. Do the rest, Lord. And if you did your part, God will do his. No doubt about it. Amen. And just rest on that. Don't try to do something on your own. Don't try to dig it back up. Amen. Rest. Rahab just rested. Rahab just rested. And God take care of the rest. Amen. Praise God. Let's just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, once again for the opportunity that we've had to open back the pages of your word. Lord, we know, Heavenly Father, that these things were placed in your word, Lord, for a reason, for our admonition as a shadow, Lord, to us, Father. That, Lord, if we can grab a hold, Lord God Almighty, of that faith, Father God, that spur of the moment faith, just like Rahab did, just like Peter did, Lord God, just like Abraham did, Lord, just like Job did, Lord. All these different examples that we have, Lord, we don't have any excuse today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you've given us so much. You've given us an open book, Heavenly Father. These people did not even have an open book, Lord God. Some of them didn't even not even have a Bible, Lord. And yet they could believe, Lord God, with what they had, Father. Lord Jesus, help us to believe, Lord, your word. And be serious about you, Lord. Take you, Father, more seriously, Lord, in this coming year, Lord God Almighty, if we even have the coming year, Lord. I don't know what's going to happen from now until then, but you do, Lord. And Lord, we've put out, Lord God, our token. We've put out our thread, Lord, our rope, Lord God, our scarlet thread, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, you see it, Father God. And when you, and that represents your blood, Lord Jesus. And when you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, Father, we've done our part, Lord. And now you must do yours, Lord Jesus. Save our children, Lord God. Save our lost loved ones, Lord. Oh God, Lord, the day and hour that we're living in, it's late, Lord Jesus. It's later than we think, Lord God. Let us not be like those, Father God, that when the doors were shut, Lord, there, Father, in Noah's age, Lord, when the doors of the ark were shut, Lord God, and those people were scratching to get back in, but Noah couldn't open the door for them, Lord. Lord, because it was you that closed those doors. And Father God, we can't do it. The bride won't be able to do anything for anybody when she's gone up, Lord. The Holy Spirit would go up with her, Father. And Lord God, your Holy Spirit, we see it lifting from this world, Lord, this wicked and adulterous world that we live in, Father, where man don't know if there's a man or a woman, Lord God, and vice versa, Lord. What a crazy hour that we live in. But, oh God, you placed us in this hour, Lord, to shine, Heavenly Father, to be that little light there, Father God, in this Laodicean age. Oh, Father God, we love you. Help us, Father, to seize, Father God, the moment with our faith. Bless Brother Wade. Bless those, Lord God. And we thank you for bringing our sisters back from their trip, Lord. And Father, we just love you. We just commit ourselves now into your hands. Bless your people now. We just ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Remember us in your prayers this weekend.